Hello, everyone. It's that time today again that we have our conversation about careers and life and everything in between. So today's topic, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Nancy Gettridge. I'm founder of Phenomenal Image. And what I do, I help frustrated women who feel unfulfilled in their careers. I help them discover what's really important to them, and then I help them achieve it. And so today our topic is going to be on giving yourself freedom to be yourself. And the question I pose to you is, have you given yourself the freedom you need to be yourself? We're wired, you know, to seek others' approval. You know, when we do anything, it's as though as if we try to be ourselves. We fear criticism, judgment, you know, even ostracized. But, you know, if we choose the easiest and simply revert to safely blend in with the crowd, you know, we try to be what's considered normal or whatever society defines as normal, you know, but being free from, you know, all these restraints and being happy while doing so is purely subjective. And what you are passionate about may not stir up similar emotions among your friends or even your family. And that's okay. You know, no one said we have to be carbon copies of each other. You know, our differences is what makes us, what makes life and makes us exciting. So even though Ralph Waldo Emerson, I came across this quote the other day, and he said, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. So it's very rare that we carry out this sage advice for fear of rejection, humiliation, and, you know, basically ending up alone or feeling like we're alone. But worrying doesn't solve anything. It just prevents you from living to your full potential and being free and living as you wish. And not only that, you know, this adds to the stress and pressure to be just like everyone else, you know, but in this technological savvy day and age, you'll be sure to find people who believe in the same things you do. The first thing you should do is to let go of the emotional baggage you're lugging around and express yourself openly and without trepidation. Before I go further, as always, I appreciate your insights, your comments, or maybe even any questions you may have. So, you know, at any point in our conversation today, you know, if you feel compelled to speak and share your experiences, that is excellent. I welcome you. You know, just, you know, request to join and, you know, we can have an intimate conversation, a one-to-one conversation about your thoughts. But let's go ahead and continue. I don't see anyone in the queue as of yet. But don't seek others' approval. You know, trying to please everyone all the time, oh my God, it has to be so frustrating. And it's a sure way to fail at being yourself. The only one you should try to please all the time is yourself. So starting today, define your own set of values, your goals, and your standards, and you live by those. You know, these are the people, you know, and then it's important to surround yourself with people who are willing to accept you as you are and love you for who you are, you know, but when they need to check you, they'll check you. So, you know, these are the people you will turn to in times of need and also in times of celebration. And it only makes sense that you create a small but intimate circle around you that kind of thinks the same way you do, but they'll challenge you and check you when necessary. And so those are the type of relationships that are invaluable. and they're very rare to find, unfortunately. But, you know, ask, you know, I'm a strong believer in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So no, I'm not getting ready to witness to you, but I always pray, Lord, enlarge my territory, you know, open myself, allow myself to become available to connect to those, you know, that I can help and vice versa. And so, you know, when you do that, I'm a living witness that God will bring those people in your life. But, you know, in talking about your inner circle, there's a chance, and just kind of think about it and hear me out, but there's a chance that there may be some people in your life right now who you know are holding you back from achieving your full potential. If those around you don't fit in with what you set out for yourself, then let them go. You know, Steve Jobs said, don't let the noise of other people's opinions drown out your inner voice. You know, encourage yourself more instead of being harshly critical of yourself. You know, which leads into my next conversation or my next point is embrace your flaws. You know, everyone seems intent on ironing out imperfections, from using social media filters on selfies to conspicuously curating your life. You know, you're trying to mask yourself as to being a person that you're not. So, you know, it appears that any level of imperfection is intolerable and failure is a catastrophe. And so for most people, that is just setting yourself up for an unhappy, unfulfilled life as the mirage of imperfection, the mirage of perfection moves further and further away from you. So the first step is to truly accept yourself just the way you are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, your flaws are what makes you unique. You know, and let's face it, we all have good and bad qualities that define who we are. So don't run away from them. Embrace them. Only then you can really be free. You know, and once you've done that, you be able to change what you don't like while recognizing just how valuable you truly are. You know, and I love Maya Angelou, and she said it best. If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. You know, and I tell you, the other day I was, you know, in life you have these ebbs and flows in your life. And so the other day I was a little down in the dumps, you know, and it happens. And so when I get like that, I start talking, you know, I start doing affirmations and I try to remove those thoughts. And that quote came up, if you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. You know, because I think what I was doing, I was starting to compare myself to someone else. And, you know, when you do that, you know, you really, really do. You run the risk of just making yourself feel bad, you know, because you don't know what that journey of that other person has been. You don't know what they've gone through to get to where they are. You know, there's always a hidden story. And so I guess somehow I just got caught up in comparing my life story to their life story. And you can't do that. It's just not a good thing to do. So anyway, Maya Angelou's quote came to me as I was looking at different affirmations, and it really warmed my soul and it really put me back on track. You know, if you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. And so with that being said, change is good. So you have to become comfortable with change. So dealing with the change in your life can be downright uncomfortable. I mean, it just feels bad. And, you know, the larger the change, the more discomfort you will feel. And all these feelings are completely normal. There are several ways we can help ourselves become more comfortable with change. And Lord knows, you know, that all of us had a number of changes that we had to adjust to. So, you know, one of the things that I know I needed to do, I had to let go of my past convictions, my past thoughts. So, you know, if you face a big change, you're going to have to let go of the way things were before, you know, and that's whether this is how you used to do things or maybe even the way you used to think about things. Either way, you will be unable to embrace and be comfortable with your current change if you're still worried about something which happened in the past. You just got to let it go. You just have to let it go. And so you have to decide, where do you want to go? Studies have shown that there is power behind visualization and positive convictions. And this most certainly applies in times of change. Now, if you decide you will be comfortable with change, then no matter what may come your way, that is likely how things will go. So you got to know what makes you happy, you know, especially in times of stress. It's important to know yourself and how best to release your stress. You know, if you're facing an especially uncomfortable part of a change, it can help you do something you do not feel comfort in and to lessen that feeling of discomfort. So, for example, if you like to run, and say you just moved to a new city, one thing you could do, you can consider going out for a run in your new location to increase your comfort level. You know, that's just a way to snap your mind and your body into accepting and getting and adapting to that change. And so you have to learn to adapt. And so this may seem like a given. But part of being uncomfortable with change is learning to expect that things will change often. And you must be ready to get acclimated with those changes. The change will seem less drastic when you mentally prepare yourself for it. You can help increase your adaptability by spending time, like for me, in thoughts. But for me, I like to meditate and I try to visualize because I'm a blend of auditory and visual learner. So I also try to visualize any possible change that could come. And so, you know, change is uncomfortable, but don't be afraid of that change because it may feel scary. And I mean, fear of the unknown is normal, but don't allow it to hold you back from being who you really are. Because honestly, once you get over that initial scare, you'll discover, or, you know, and from my experience, I've discovered that life has become, you know, it gets so much easier on the other side of that fear. And not only that, you know, people will respect you for having a voice and owning up to it. So, you know, with that being said, you have to be happy with your life. So find your inner bliss. There are a lot of successful individuals out there who are living their life as they wish. They're working hard, doing what they really love to do. And so I find, or I've noticed that the most successful individual are those who work toward things that they're passionate about. And you can hear it in their voice. You can kind of almost see it in their walk. You can actually see it on their face. You can see how people light up when they're talking about something they're passionate about. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons for this. You know, the more you like what you do, the harder you're going to work at it because you're enjoying your work. And so if you feel bored with your life, or you feel like you're not doing what you should be doing, then, you know, maybe it's a time to make a change. And of course, there's going to be obstructions, there are going to be fears, that may be holding you back from achieving your career goals. But it's time to get past those obstructions and make your aspirations happen. You have total control over how you respond to life's challenges and experiences, you know, and you have total control of the conclusions that or the perceptions you derive with that, you know, from that experience or those challenges. And so there's a number of factors of, you know, which people measure happiness. You know, some may believe that money is happiness, but, you know, they may be miserable with what they do to make their money. You know, so we usually tie our happiness with invisible, tangible motivators like money, you know, food, or, you know, or even people. But there's nothing wrong with being ambitious and wanting more out of life, you know, but true happiness comes from within. And when you're satisfied with what you have right now, you know, and who you are at this very moment, you know, it's okay to have your goals, and it's okay to see where you want to be in the future. But, you know, you'll miss the point of your journey, or you'll miss the lessons in your journey if you don't enjoy that point with where you are right now. And so believing in yourself and being happy with the skills and being happy is an actual skill that requires, you know, as all skills do, and practice and mindfulness. And so be proud. You know, with that being said, you know, it's moving on to the next point. Be proud of your failures, you know, because we tend to think of failure as something shameful, you know, undesirable, embarrassing. And, you know, understandably, failing to achieve often causes negative feelings. You know I felt that way when I don't necessarily reach my goals. And it's really, it doesn't even matter how big or small the goal was. And the only way for me, the only way that I was able to overcome those feelings was by changing the way I understood failure. I learned, you know, that it's a part of the process of success, and it leaves valuable lessons if I learn or if I know how to learn from it. And so I had to teach myself how to view my fears as lessons. And so you have to remove the fear factor from failing. So what would happen if you viewed fear as a teacher with a lesson plan? You know, what gems of wisdom could you glean from such an experience? You know, if you could begin to think about how much wiser you would be from failing, you can remove that power from fear, that fear grips, and feel free to go about your life journey. So failing is something. It's not the end of the world. And again, you know, that's what I had to learn. It's not the end of the world. And it doesn't define who you are as a person, because every one of us, every single one of us, fails at something at one time or another. You know, Michael Jordan, you know, before he became an MVP, other people didn't even see him that. In fact, he wasn't... He was passed over. I believe it was either junior high or high school. But did he allow that to stop him? No. I mean, if you look at the story, because like I said, behind every success, there's a story. And a lot of times it's a quiet story. You know, many times we'll see these people who reach the pinnacle of their success, and, you know, we think that it happened overnight, but it's years and years and years in the making. And so failing is a natural part of life. In fact, failure is a form of learning. And so we have to get that into our mindset to just flip it, flip the switch. Failing means learning. And if you could just repeat that, failing is learning. Failing is learning. Mistakes lead to growth and builds character. Mistakes lead to growth and build character. It proves that you're just like the rest of us, imperfect and beautiful for it. So when you give yourself freedom to be yourself through increasing your self-knowledge, being kind to yourself and others, embracing your true self in all its perfect imperfections, you can, bit by bit, little by little, create a bigger, a happier, more fulfilled life, and knowing that you deserve it and that you've taken control in how you respond to your life. Please, if you don't get anything else from our conversation today, which has really been a dialogue because no one has joined me, and that's okay. Maybe you're allowing this to marinate. And then, because sometimes even as a wisdomer, which I'm sure that many of you have done talks, and there's crickets, there's no guest that's joining. Sometimes you're thinking you're failing. But you know what? I firmly believe that maybe you're just listening and you're marinating with what I'm saying. And I hope that that is the case. I hope you're getting something out of this talk. But if you don't get anything else today, please, please allow yourself to be you, to do you, to love you. Thank you for listening. I'm Nancy Gatrich, founder of Phenomenal Image. If you're tired of settling for jobs that leave you feeling frazzled and unfulfilled, I invite you, my personal invitation to you, to consider the alternative, a career that allows you to be you and allows you to use your experiences, your education, and your abilities to shine. You are designed to make a difference and you were created to be a blessing. So I invite you to have a 20-minute conversation with me to explore how your career can look different from where you are now, especially if you're not happy, especially if you feel unfulfilled, especially if you feel something is missing in your life. You just simply tap on my profile picture to access how you can connect with me. Ultimately, you can reach out to me on phenomenalimage.com. And again, that is also in the profile. So we reached the end of today's conversation. Same time, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Same place, right here on these wisdom streets, tomorrow. So have an intentional day, have a blessed day, and have a phenomenal day. Be blessed.